Chapter 25. Matthew became sick. Return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. Jeremiah 3, verse 22. Stomach ache. One day, Matthew, Christiana's oldest son, became very sick. He had a severe stomach ache. It felt like everything was being pulled apart inside. Happily, close to the house where they lodged, there lived an old, experienced doctor. His name was Mr. Skill. When Christiana called for him, he immediately came. A little later, he entered the room and looked at the boy. "Cramps in his bowels," he said while he looked at Christiana. "What kind of food had he eaten lately?" "What kind of food?" Christiana asked in surprise. "Nothing except for what is good for him." "Impossible," the doctor said. "This boy ate something wrong. It lies in his stomach, undigested, and cannot come out without means. But it does need to come out, or else he will die." Suddenly, Samuel jumped up. "Mom, Mom, what was that stuff that Matthew picked up?"
"Picked up?
Well, when we left the gate, at the beginning of our way, do you still remember that there was an orchard with a wall beside it? Some tree branches hung very low over that wall, and Matthew picked some of those fruits and ate them."
"That is true, my child," Christiana said, being shocked. "He took of it and ate them, naughty boy that he was. I rebuked him, and still he ate of it."
"I thought already that he ate something which was bad for him," the doctor said. "That fruit is the most poisonous of all fruits. It came from Beelzebub's orchard. I do not understand that no one warned you. Many people have died from it already."
Tears sprang into Christiana's eyes. "Oh, you disobedient boy! Oh, me, careless mother! What must I do for my boy now?"
"Come," Mr. Skill said, "do not be too dejected. The boy may become healthy again, but he must get rid of this by vomiting."
"Oh, doctor," Christiana begged, "please do your very best. I do not care about how much it will cost."
The doctor shook his head. "No, I will not make it more expensive than necessary." He prepared some medication, which had to make him vomit, but it did not help. The medicine was not strong enough. They said that the medicine was made from the blood of a goat, the ashes of a young heifer, and the sap of hyssop. The only medicine. When the doctor noticed that the medicine was too weak, he prepared something else. You probably know that doctors sometimes give very strange medication to their patients. Also now, it was a very special medicine. The pills were made from the flesh and blood of Christ. The doctor prepared them with promises and exactly enough salt. "You may not eat or drink anything, Matthew. Take 3 pills at a time, together with a quarter cup of tears, tears of sorrow about your sins." When the medicine was ready, it was brought to the boy. He pulled a face and turned his head around and said, "No, I do not want this." In the meantime, he suffered so much from the cramps that it seemed as if he was being pulled in pieces.
"Come, come," the doctor encouraged him. "You must take this."
"I am nauseated," the boy said. "I really cannot stand this." Christiana looked at him, begging. "Mother really wants you to take this."
"I will vomit from it right away," he grumbled.
Christiana turned to the doctor again. "Doctor, please tell me what it tastes like."
"It does not taste bad at all."
Christiana took a pill and touched it with the tip of her tongue.
"Oh," she cried out, "this medicine is sweeter than honey. If you love mother, if you love your brothers, if you love mercy, yes, if you love your life, then take it."
Finally, Matthew swallowed the three pills. They first prayed a short prayer to God, asking if he would bless it, and it worked. He was able to rid himself of the evil fruit. He also fell asleep from this medicine and rested peacefully. He warmed up from it so that he was able to sweat well. The pain in his stomach completely disappeared. Shortly after he woke up, he could walk again. Although he used a cane, he walked from room to room again. In the meantime, he talked with prudence, piety, and charity about his sickness and how he was healed. Use them well. When Matthew was better again, Christiana asked Mr. Skill, "Sir, what can I give you for all the troubles and care for my child?"
"Just as much as the Lord of the Doctors wants to have for this. Rules have been made for it."
But Christiana also wanted to know, "Can you use these pills for other diseases too?"
"Certainly," Mr. Skill nodded.
"These pills are good for everything. You can use them for all the diseases which you can have along the way. And another thing which is also good to know is that when the pills are well prepared, they will stay good for a long time."
That was what Christiana wanted to hear. "Sir, please make me 12 boxes with these pills, for if I can get this medication, I will never take any other medicine."
Dr. Skill agreed, but wanted to add that these pills had to be used correctly. "These pills are good for all diseases. By using them, you will not get a disease easily. And if you do become sick once, then you will be healed by these pills. I even dare to say that you will receive eternal life by using this medication. I will take the blame if this is not true. I am sure about it. But you must use them as I have prescribed. If you do not do that, they will do you no good."
Then he handed the medicine to Christiana. "Look, here it is, for you, your children, and for mercy. And you, Matthew, beware, never eat such fruit any more." He kissed the boy and then left.
Explanation. Sin works like a poisoned fruit. The taste can be good. Just be honest. How often do we play with sin? And it does not happen often that you immediately find out it was wrong. But one day we all will find out, for sin works death. It is terrible to sin against a holy and good-doing God. Whoever sins against this great majesty must die. We all carry death with us. A short time yet, and it will grab our body and bring us to our long home. Is there then nothing that can be done against it? Is there no medicine against the poison of sin? Is that also your biggest question? Tell me, what would help against sin? Would it help if you prayed much? Can that take the punishment away? Or would your tears be able to wash your sins away? If there was distress, you certainly would have tried it. But your heart will not be healed by this. What then is the only medicine against our sins? The Lord Jesus himself told this when he was on earth. Whoso does not eat his flesh and drink his blood has no life. Many people did not understand this and walked away angrily. They did not see anything special in the flesh and blood of the Lord Jesus. They did not hunger and thirst after it. What then can be found in his flesh and in his blood? Wounds can be found in the flesh of the Son of God. That glorious body was broken by sin. He did that out of love for the people whom he had received from his Father. He even gave his blood. That blood is so precious and powerful. It heals from that deadly disease. Do we already know that there is no life outside of Jesus, but everlasting destruction of the soul instead? Oh, is that true? Then God will also lead further. Then he will give that medicine. And then? Can we just take it then? Oh no, that is not possible. We do not even want it. Deep down in our heart, we are enemies of this only medicine. Therefore, we will need him again. But he will also care for that. He gives his Holy Spirit who will work this. Then we will be made willing and may receive it with the hand of faith. We may eat and taste it with the mouth of faith. Then the Father will not see any sin in us anymore. The Father sees the flesh and blood of his dear Son. We are one with him by a true faith. Then we may live with him eternally.